Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget avec un nouvel épisode d'À table Kitchen Conversations. J'ai une question pour vous aujourd'hui. Cuisinez-vous avec des ingrédients autochtones australiens comme la saltbush, l'émeu ou le kwandong? Malgré que ce soit des ingrédients délicieux, locaux et uniques à l'Australie, on les retrouve beaucoup plus souvent dans les grands restaurants que dans nos cuisines. Une chose que veut changer la chef Norni Béraud avec son nouveau livre de recettes. Depuis plusieurs années, la chef Norni Béraud, qui est originaire des îles du détroit de Torres, veut populariser la cuisine et les ingrédients autochtones d'Australie. Elle l'a d'abord fait avec son café Mabou Mabou à Yarraville, puis avec son restaurant Big Esso au centre-ville de Melbourne. Elle passe maintenant à la vitesse supérieure avec un livre de recettes qui nous encourage à cuisiner avec des ingrédients autochtones à la maison.
I wanted to put my Torres Strait Islander culture on the map, you know, and talk about Indigenous cuisine itself, you know, and how we do have that because it's not really talked about, you know, it's not really talked about that we have our own cuisine. And when I first opened the cafe up, you know, a customer said to me, oh, I didn't know what Indigenous people had cuisine. And I thought that that was weird, you know, that the thought process that like what, and that my response was, well, we've got to eat. This book is a little bit about, you know, showcasing on how amazing our cultural upbringing is and the food that we grow up with.
Le livre Mabou Mabou, an Australian Kitchen Cookbook, est paru plus tôt cette année. Norni Béraud espère qu'il aidera à rendre les ingrédients autochtones plus accessibles.
I got sick of the idea of people thinking that, you know, Indigenous flavors and ingredients are superfoods. You know, anything's a superfood these days. You can have anything with a superfood label on it. And I want to make sure that this ingredient that is natural to Australia is affordable for everyone, you know, and everyone that is of all generations, you know, and whatever income bracket you are in, to be able to enjoy it, because we are all Australian and we should be eating more of this. And it should be for people at home. It shouldn't just be that you have to have a bit of coin in your pocket to sit at one of these fancy restaurants.
Le livre contient des recettes, bien sûr, mais aussi un guide des ingrédients australiens. Norni Béraud a plusieurs favoris quand vient le temps de cuisiner avec des ingrédients autochtones.
I love saltbush. It's in my top five. I'm a succulent girl, so I love all succulents from Kakala, Samphire, Sea Blythe, the Arigetti, all of the beautiful, like, kind of sea succulents are really, because they have these natural saltiness and they're great in stir fries and stews and stuff like that. But when it comes to the dry stuff, I'm a giant pepperberry fan. You know, saltbush right up there on the dried and the fresh, because they're just like so unique. But then wattle seeds as well is like in my top five. But I also love river mint, fresh and dried, because of beautiful freshness. And it always reminds me of French fresh mint, you know, when you brush your teeth and you have that beautiful like minty flavor. Well, I always think of that when I have fresh river mint. And but I also really love strawberry gum. I don't know. I have a lot of favorites that are across the board, like, you know, and that's just in the native, like sort of spices and vegetables.
Les Warrigal grains sont idéales pour les débutants qui peuvent simplement les substituer pour des épinards dans leur recette.
Grows like wildfire, and it's our natural spinach, you know, to Australia, holds itself really well. You don't have to use a lot of it. It's almost in between like English spinach and silver beet. So it holds itself really well. Doesn't have that metallic taste that you have to worry about.
Même si les ingrédients autochtones sont de plus en plus accessibles, ils sont encore parfois difficiles à trouver. On vous conseille de chercher du côté des marchés fermiers et boutiques en ligne. Et Norni Béraud conseille de simplement faire la demande pour ces ingrédients où vous faites habituellement vos emplettes.
More and more of our local grocers can get native ingredients from market, you know, and all you have to do is ask for it. go to market every day, they see this stuff that's there, they can pick it up for you. You just have to ask them to get it for you. You know, the more that we ask for native ingredients on our shelves, the more it will be there.
Et comme les ingrédients autochtones sont parfaitement adaptés pour notre climat et nos conditions, vous pouvez aussi les cultiver dans votre jardin avec succès.
Grow what is really good for your area. So wherever a part of you are around Australia or Victoria, always grow what that can grow in this beautiful environment that we've got down here. You know, sea succulents and all those kind of things grow really well down here, obviously, especially cacala and pig face, you know, those kind of things all grow really well down here. Warrigal greens grows really beautifully down here. Finger limes, they can grow down here. Wattle seeds.
Parmi les recettes préférées de Norny Béraud, il y a le poulet sémur, l'émeu cuit sur le barbecue et le damper, un type de pain.
The damper is one of my favorites. It's an easy bread and it is the only bread I grew up with as a kid because we didn't get Wonder White bread. Any sliced kind of bread growing up. And it's a good way to introduce the native ingredients into your bread as well. So I recommend, you know, making damper because it's one of the key things that made me who I was. And it's the first thing I ever cooked growing up as well. And it always reminds me of my dad. So I can't go past, like, you know, the pumpkin damper and the wattle seed damper, you know, and Indigenous people have been making bread out of wattle seeds and all that for, you know, thousands of years, grating it on the rocks and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's one of those good things that I think, you know, that I really love about bringing into the book is that, you know, you can make damper be delicious in many different ways.
Une autre manière facile d'incorporer des ingrédients autochtones à vos repas, du beurre aromatisé.
Who doesn't like butter? You know, and even if you're a vegan, you know, I use a lot of vegan butter, and making butters are the easiest things to add your ingredients into so that you can get those flavors out of it, you know, and I think that's one thing why I put it in there is to make, see, the dishes in there are to make it easy for you to cook at home. They're not complicated. I don't want to make something complicated where you're looking at it and you're going, oh my God, I don't know what to do there. You know, I want you to be able to enjoy the native flavors without thinking about all the hard work you got to do before you get there, you know, and I'm all about, you know, having people over and wanting to be generous and sit down with them, not slaving over a stove and then like, oh God, now I have to cook all the food. No, that's not who I am. You know, I want it to be easy and relatable.
Le livre Mabou Mabou, an Australian Kitchen Cookbook de Norny Béraud est en vente chez tous les bons libraires et sur le site maboumabou.com.au.